KP2HXS Mobile.
2HXS, KO4HX.
And.
Hope you had a happy Easter.
You a day late, but what's going on with your bad stuff? How you doing today?
Just out here making around.
Yeah, me too. My phone kind of blew up over the weekend. Yeah, people are they calling me left and right. It warmed up and they're cold and they're hot. So, okay, I'm on my way.
It's amazing what a little bit of heat will do, right?
Oh yeah. But are you going to be out and about for a while? I'm actually pulling up to a customer as we speak.
Out and about for a little bit, so don't worry. Just give me a shout back when you can. KO4HK.
Roger, we'll go. I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX, KB2HXS. We'll catch you later.
KO4HK, mobile.
W4DJW, mobile.
WK4FLL.
You're a long way away from home.
Yeah, I'm up here for a little bit, till about next weekend, just hanging out. See what's going on, hanging out with some friends and family. How you doing?
My rounds. Is it hot down there on the Keys?
I haven't been down the Keys for a minute now. It's probably in the 80s or so down there now, I'm sure.
I'm here today. Or in the last few weeks, it's starting to get warm. I believe the cold is behind us now.
Yeah, it was, like I said, I got some land in Mayo, Florida, which is basically around the I-10 area. And the other day it was 46 in the morning, but during the day it gets up into the mid-upper 80s now.
I got down that cold. My mother-in-law still lives in Fort Myers. And I got a buddy that lives halfway between Fort Myers and the Keys. And we were talking regularly during that last hurricane that came through there. She lost power. He didn't. So he was keeping me updated on what was going on and the water level and, you know, the flood rising and all that stuff. But I guess you did all right during the hurricane?
Yeah, the last one, actually the Keys didn't get hit with anything out of the last three. The last one that any did any damage to me was that one, Helene. I was actually up on the property, up on the farm, and I took the RV and went over out to Pensacola, rode out the storm there in Pensacola. And basically the first one, Adalia and Helene, both of them went directly over the farm. Had a lot of damage from Adalia and... I think, what was the other one, Debbie, right after that, and then Helene. Yeah, I got hit three times in like 18 months. It was crazy.
How'd you ride up to Pensacola, did I mean, didn't it come right through just a little bit east of Pensacola, or maybe right over top, I don't know. It was right in that area.
Yeah, it was, like I said, I stopped in Pensacola because I was just outside the tropical storm warning zone when I stopped there, and I was... There's an Elks Club. I'm one of the Elks. Ironically, during the off season, you can sit right there at this Elks Club in the RV and watch the Blue Angels do their weekly training. So I'll be heading back out there again this summer to watch that.
I was talking to somebody on here day before yesterday or day before that about F-16s flying out of Donaldson Center now. We got F-16s that'll run down the runway and, you know, it takes F-16s a long time to get off the ground. And when they do, they'll go vertical, like a rocket ship.
Yeah, actually, like I said, my parents' place is right there in Malden. I was watching one this morning take off. He said they're actually building them there, I guess, now Lockheed is. And I watched one this morning flying around in their backyard. And just got back from, I was down there in Lakeland last week to that Sun and Fun air show. That was pretty cool. I had the Blue Angels down there, a bunch of F-35s. If you ever get a chance to go out there and check that out, it was pretty cool.
You haven't been able to get to too many of them lately, but I plan on picking that activity back up again in the future. Anyway, just out running my errands this morning. What are you up to this morning?
I'm heading out to my buddy's place. He's got, he bought about 10 acres of land out here in Honeypath about a year ago, and I brought my farm tractor up. Got a, you know, big John Deere tractor and all, and I've been out there to help him do some work clearing some land. He's got some gravel coming in for the driveway and all that stuff, so I think I'd come up for a week or so and help him out do that stuff. So I'm heading out there now. They got a couple, about 20 yards of gravel coming in here about an hour or two to put on his driveway.
I used to work with my ex-father-in-law with doing that, had a dump truck and some farm equipment that we used to lay gravel down on people's driveways. That was a learning experience for me. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's definitely fun. Definitely tiring, too. People think, oh, you're just sitting on a tractor all day. Yeah, go ahead and do it. See how you feel at the end of the day.
And stressful, too, because if you mess up, it's a big mess. It's no little thing. You got to get it right, and you only get one shot at it. I guess you can work it out, but it's a whole lot of work if you don't get it right on the first shot.
And the land I got down in the Mayo area, like I said, we had just under 30 acres. I just sold 20 of it. I got 7 of it still that were turned into a small blackberry farm. So I've been doing a lot of work on that over the last year, getting that prepped and the land ready to go. And I've got about 30 plants in the ground now, and I should have a nice little patch here come June, July out of that. But it doesn't stop either. You get any decent sized piece of land, you need equipment to do it. That's for sure.
Land up here between Greenville and Nashville. I was looking for some flat land so I could put a runway on it, because I want to move. It's just getting too crowded where we are now. I wanted to move out there and get some land and get flat enough to put RC runway, radio control airplanes, and possibly big enough for a full scale light plane. But is it hard to find? The price goes down as you get closer to the North Carolina, South Carolina state line, and then when you cross the line, the price starts going right back up again. And I'll tell you what, they're really proud of their land.
KI 4 Hills, you got Mobile.
Yeah, I'm recognizing Andy in there. Yeah, the land I got down there, we had looked at a bunch of land, and a lot of it was pretty steep hills. He's got a lot of hills here, too, but luckily, thank God, the piece that we got down there was all flat. It's a lot of sand down there compared to the clay up here, but the prices are going fluctuate now, too. I think I bought it like 5 an acre, and it's almost doubled that now. I'll let Andy jump in there real quick, K4FLM Mobile.
Glad you brought that up to him about the equipment. I brought that up when he was talking about that a while back, about wanting to get some land out in the country and do all this. I told him then, you better be ready to get out and do a lot of bush hogging, weed eating, sycamore and all like that, or have a hefty pocket to pay someone to do it. Because when you get out in the country, you got a lot of work to do.
Hi, Al, for an 8N tractor. Ford 8N. I know about those. I've torn them apart and put them back together again. So I'm familiar with those. Anyway, I'm at my first stop. You guys carry on. I'll be out for a few minutes, and then I'll be back when I get ready to hit my second stop, W4DJW. Good hearing from you, Chris. You too, Andy.
I copy that. All right, we'll catch up with you. I'm about in my location, too, so I'll carry on for a few minutes here, and we'll catch up with you later here. Maybe I'll fall on the net again this evening. Go ahead there, Andy, K4FLL.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've heard you up here for sure, but I know he's been talking for months about wanting to get some land out in the country and get out of Greer there. Like I told him, yeah, you can do it, but you got to keep all the weeds and the trees and everything else knocked down from growing up on it.
Yeah, when I bought the land down there, it was pretty wooded, and we cut the road out ourselves into the property, and then I ended up trading that tractor in on a bigger one, just because once I got into plowing, I realized that tractor just didn't have the guts to do it. So I had to upgrade that. It gets expensive, man, and I've got all kinds of implements. I got box blades and yard rakes and tillers and bucket loaders, and I've got a separate trencher with a backhoe on it and everything. I mean, you start adding up equipment pretty quick here just to maintain some. It's not like a little yard where you got a little riding mower, maybe, you know, in a neighborhood or something like that. I got basically 7 acres down there right now that I'm working. It takes me 2 days to mow it with a 5-foot bush hog.
I'm telling Dave there, you know, he might get out there where he's at now with a push mower and get a little dab, but you get out here in the country here, I mean, you need an 18, you need all those implements just to try to keep it from getting away from you. And you was talking earlier about Helene. I'm sure you're old and new, you kept up with it, but there's been places up above where the repeater here where he is, that we're on here he is, where it got rather rough up in there in North Carolina.
I haven't kept much up on this area. Like I had looked for some land up here. Actually, like I said, there's a bunch of these here I've been seeing out in this honey path area. They've been catching my eye. I don't even know what the price of land is out here, even. I'm always looking to buy land here and there. Like I just sold 20 acres I had down there and looking to buy some more. I don't know if I'll buy some up this way or not.
Well, it varies on where you're at, but it's going to be pricey in most places. And like I keep telling Dave, what he's been used to, he's going to have to get out of that. He ever does, goes through and does what he says he wants to do about that, he'll need ADN and he'll need a lot of implements.
Yep, and that's what I'm trying to teach my buddy here. He doesn't have any equipment at all. He's been doing a lot of stuff by hand, just clearing the land out and making the spot. He's got power and water out there and hookups where he can bring his, you know, little pop-up camper they bring out on the weekends to work some, just getting it, you know, kind of prepped up and get a little place to get away. But I said, once you start getting out here on a regular basis, you know, first thing I do when I hit my land is I'll do a perimeter and I'll have to go ahead and take that box scrape and clean the paths out. You always got leaves and tree branches and everything else and water runoff and everything. You know, it's a nonstop thing.
Where I live, it was originally my grandfather's. I tell you, it's between the time he lived up there, my dad and me, from 1948 to now, there's been lots and lots of having to do all that just to try to keep it where you could walk place, much less anything else.
I heard that. Well, listen, man, I'm about to pull up here to this place, man. So I'm about to jump out of here for a bit, and good talking to you again. I heard you on there on the net the other night, and so I checked in real quick with Gary, I think, the other night. I'll probably catch up with you guys again here, you know, throughout the week here on the traveling.
Go and do what you need to do. Like I said, Dave ever makes that drop and does that, he's going to have a lot of work in front of him. KI4LZI Mobile.
Catch up with y'all later. It's K4FLL Mobile.